Wow.
Nice.
I'm not sure that I'm worthy of the honor of being the leadoff hitter here, Bob.
Well, you are, regardless of whether you're worthy or not.
Hello, Bob. So your young pitchers have pitched really well so far.
Yeah.
Even without the benefit of a minor league season last year. So we've talked a lot about how tough it was for the young pitchers, especially in the minor leagues, not to have that. But how do you look at maybe the benefits of, you know, what they gained from being at the alternate site last year? Can you kind of quantify that?
Yeah, I think you're seeing it right now. You know, some of the guys that were starting who were at the alt site took it seriously and got as much development in as they possibly could. You know, we had a group, you know, a taxi squad toward the end of the year too, that we tried to, you know, get as much work as we possibly could, but, you know, it's just kind of a credit to, you know, the guys at the alt site, Fran and, you know, Ed Sprague and the guys who ran it that, you know, took it seriously. And I think the players took it seriously and realized that it was their only way to develop last year.
How many innings do you think that, not that they were actual innings, but to get their arm strength up while they were down there?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, and you can probably look at it, you know, with some of the guys in the big leagues, as far as 60 innings, is, was it a break or do you need to be more careful with it? I think kind of schools out on that as well.
Manolo?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
What's up?
Yeah, well, the big boys, well, some of them are young, of course. The big boys are starting to pitch on Wednesday. You know, what are some of the benefits of giving them the extra week without pitching, looking towards the season?
Just controlling their workloads here and maybe not, you know, going at it as hard as they would in a game. Again, I don't know that, you know, it wasn't a break for them. But I think as an organization, we looked at it as, let's be careful with these guys, you know, in spring training, control a couple times around and get their pitch counts up, but maybe not in, you know, as competitive an environment. So I'm looking forward to getting them, you know, watching them on a field too. Because sometimes, you know, with the way we're spaced out and stretching and groups in certain places, a lot of these guys I don't even get to see on a particular day.
Yes, because of this strategy, do you want to see them a little more innings that they or pitches that they normally would have had if they would have started, like, for example, last week?
Well, when Bassett pitches, he'll be first out of there. He could go upwards of three or four innings, where normally it's either one or two on their first times out. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that is the perfect answer. I imagine that the rest of the guys are in the same situation, right?
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
Starters, yeah.
Matt?
Morning, Bob. Any updates on any of the guys working back from injuries? Anything new?
Yeah, Jed will play second base tomorrow. Murph's ramping up. He'll take coach's BP. Some point in time this week. Tom is actually taking coach's BP today. Looking more middle of the month, like I said, for him to potentially be in a game. Who else?
Sky Bolt still dealing with the shoulder thing?
Sky Bolt is going to play today.
You mentioned yesterday the bench is obviously you guys are still figuring out how exactly that's going to look. How dependent is that on what you decide to do at second base?
I guess, you know, we see where Jed is physically. You know, that's probably what it revolves around. I mean, I don't think it changes the complement, at least at this point. You know, we feel pretty good about Jed. So on a team that should be, you know, semi-set, that's the way it is with just a couple of questions, whether it's in the, you know, the rotation, the bullpen, or maybe the last bench spot or two spots. So there's not a ton of competition. and the catcher spot as well. But you would expect that for a team that's been to the postseason, you know, 3 years in a row.
When you say two spots with the bench, does that include the backup catcher, or is that two spots?
Well, we'll just see how it plays out. A lot of things happen over the course of spring, you know, as far as injuries and so forth. But I would include right now, I would say the backup catcher spot too.
Shayna?
Hey, Bob. We're coming up on the anniversary of when everything shut down. What do you remember about that day last year, and how do you look back on it now?
Yeah, I remember it as kind of a dark day, and I think it was raining that particular day, and we were on our way to playing the Angels, and then, you know, on the way we got a call that it was canceled, and next thing you know, we're, you know, having meetings with the group a couple days in a row, and then all of a sudden it shut down. So that was kind of an ominous day, and you know, hopefully we don't have to deal with that. Obviously, we've been through protocols. We've gotten a shortened season in last year. And, you know, everybody has that much more expertise in how to deal with this. So, you know, at least at the beginning of spring, it seems semi-normal with what we had to deal with last year. But we have a long way to go.
Vince?
Bob, last spring you had Tony Kemp for the first time. Saw how he went about his business, and now it's the second year. He's a part-time player that prepares to play full-time. What's the challenge for you to get that kind of player ready for a season, and what impresses you about the way he goes about making sure that he's in a position to help from the get-go?
Yeah, we, you know, what we try to get our you know, whether it's our bench players, platoon players or whatever, quite a bit of at-bats. It's more tailored to the individual too. I mean, right now, a guy like Moreland, we're not too concerned about. He's going to get more at-bats leading up this week. He's been getting a bunch on the backfields. And that's the thing about, you know, holding our starters back and some of our relievers is their work's been done on the backfield, and some of our guys have been getting a lot of at-bats. So, you know, a guy like Moreland, if he was a younger guy, we'd be trying to get him in games more and get him at-bats there. But he knows how to prepare himself, and I'm not too worried about that. A guy like Tony Kemp is learning how to do this now, and he's done it a few years in a row now. So it's you know, he's got it down, and to how, you know, whether, well, you'll see him in the outfield a little bit more, a little bit infield here early on, but we'll get him in all the different positions, and you know, he knows how to do it now, and has been successful doing it.
He's been in a couple of challenging positions, you know, left on left, which he may not get a lot of during the regular season. And he's really had lengthy at bats. He's done a nice job with that. He's driven the ball a few times in spring training. What's opening your eyes about just watching him perform this spring?
Nothing that we didn't see last year. You know, he's a good player. And, you know, as far as left on left, I'm not going to pinch hit for anybody in a spring training game in the second inning. I mean, if they're bringing a lefty. So yeah, I think it's good for him. For all our lefties to see lefties early in spring too. And that doesn't necessarily mean some of them will face them during the season.
Ken?
This collective group of backup catchers, I guess, so to speak, some have spent time in the big leagues, some less. What's your comfort level with them? How do you feel about those guys as far as playing in the big leagues and backing up Murphy during the regular season?
Yeah, all of them have different attributes. You know, Austin Allen's a left-handed hitter and has got some power and probably be bat first. Garcia, right-handed hitter, who's probably catch first, even though we've seen him take some good at-bats. And Perez does a little of both. I mean, he's sneaky in his production and how he goes about his business. I compared him to a really good umpire the other day where he's a guy that you really don't notice a whole lot because he's doing his job and he's handling the staff. He's throwing out runners. He can run into one every now and then. So all of them have just different attributes, and we really don't know where we're going with that one yet.
Dominic?
An easier one, Bob. Is today 7 or 9 innings for you guys today?
7.
7. Got it.
Manolo?
Bob, now that you mentioned the catching group, how is Sean Murphy doing today?
Good. Yeah, he's ramping up more and more so. You know, he'll be taking some coaches BP a little bit later on. He's been catching bullpens. He's been throwing. He looks good. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, the training staff making sure that we don't have any setbacks along the way. we still feel like we have time to get them ready for the season and get, you know, hopefully a proper amount of bats. But I think everything's gone well for him.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.